this morning, I want to show you what happens when you promote yourself and you leave God out of it. A parable spoke Jesus unto his disciples in Luke chapter 12 and 16. Because at the end of this, we will find a verse that we quote very often and not really realize the setup to this verse. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Now, I want you to notice a couple things. He was already rich. He's already rich. Okay? And it brought forth not plentiful, but plentifully. It was abundant, abundant, abundant. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. I have ran slap out of room. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. He's promoting who? Is he saying, thank God, oh Lord, now I have extra to give to people and to help people. I have extra to give more to the church, to give more to... No, he's promoting himself. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I bestow all my fruits and my goods. I don't want to give anything away. I'm sorry, y'all. The Lord really blessed me, but I just going to keep what I got. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up. How many got anything on layaway this morning? Don't have to raise your hand. Yeah. It's laid up. It's waiting on me. That's what layaway is. It's waiting on you. What have you laid up? Where have you laid it? He laid it up in these more barns. And he said, I've laid up for many years. Take thine ease, soul. Take your ease. Man, you worked hard for this. God's not in this thing, you see. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said, said unto him, thou fool. I let you get all this, and I promoted this. I'm the one that made the ground that gave the nutrition for you to get what you've got. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then he asked this question, then who shall those things be that thou hast provided? Where's all this stuff going to go? Well, I don't want him to get any of it, and I don't want, it's amazing how we control our future and our worldly goods even from the grave. I don't want him to give. Be sure you give. I bequest this. I give that. I do. From the grave. From the grave you're going to be keep talking. Thou fool. Who's going to get all this stuff you got? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. What is rich toward God? Thank you, Lord, for what I've got. I thank you, Lord, that I'm able to have a place to plant this seed. I'm glad, God, that this earth has yielded what he's yielded. God, I'm going to give to those that are in need. I'm going to share with those, Lord. I don't really need bigger barns. I got all I need anyway. Rich toward God. And so Jesus begins to tell them, take no thought for tomorrow. We don't have time, but take no thought for tomorrow. Look at the lily. Look at the ravens. Look at the birds. And they just, the next day, they got what they need. Even Solomon, in all of his array, was not arrayed like a lily pad. I took a picture of a lily pad the other day by my camera. That thing was that big around. I couldn't help but think of that scripture. It's not going to wake up in the morning and say, what am I going to eat? Solomon woke up hungry the next morning. Wondering what was for breakfast. So he tells them about this take no thought thing. And then here's the scripture, this next two verses that we quote quite often. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. God knows you have need of the basic things of life. He knows that. But rather, Seek ye, and Matthew wrote first in his analogy of this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and God will promote you. And God will add all these things unto you. When you seek, promote me, and I will promote you. Seek me, and I start seeking you. But I can't be last on the totem pole. God, I don't know, y'all may be different than me. I don't really like leftovers. Now, Melanie's a good leftover eater. We got something left over. We call Melanie, and I appreciate her being my garbage disposal. No, I'm sorry. I appreciate it. But I like fresh food just cooked right off the fire, you know. Don't you? Don't you? What about God? What's he gonna get? Well, let me see if I can get, let me see if I got enough, let me see. No, not that. God is looking for the first of everything. He said, seek me, number one, you number two. And when you put me number one, I'll put you number one. See, I'll start, he said, bring everything into the storehouse of the Lord and see. He said, and prove me that I won't give you a blessing that you can't contain. That's right. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar couldn't be here this morning, but before I close, he told me to tell you, don't lift yourself up. Because God will bring you down. And when his reasoning came to himself, he looked up and he said, there isn't but one true and living God. And as soon as he promoted God, God said, get up. You're going back to the kingdom. And he began to promote God. And he restored his kingdom. Oh, I wish I could get this point across to you this morning. When you begin to promote God, every place you go, amen, just hum a little song when you're at Wendy's. Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. But somebody's going to say, oh, I love that song too. Well, I do too. Let me tell you, if it had not been for the Lord. And you begin to promote God. And when you promote him, praise the Lord. You're dismissed in the fear of the Lord. Take a quick break and promote the Lord. Let's come back into here ready to worship and promote God.